Hello and welcome to Talking Points on 24 Swish. I'm your host Aaron and I'm joined by Abs. And I'm also joined by Ibby.
We are here.
How are you guys today?
I'm fine, how are you, sir?
Very good, very good. We're going to talk some NBA today, as usual.
As we do.
Don't forget to comment, like and subscribe to the YouTube channel and all of your streaming services you choose to listen to Talking Points on.
Love that.
Great, so our first point today, you know, we're going to talk about our fave, LeBron James.
He's not my favorite at the moment. I can't lie. Very, very upset.
And the LA Lakers, they are in a bit of trouble, boys.
Oh, the trouble's finished.
There's a lot of trouble.
Yeah, the trouble's done. There's no trouble anymore. The trouble's come and taken them away.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not shocked, but it's a trouble.
How did we get here?
How did we get here? Because before Christmas, it was looking really good. They were fourth. And they're like, okay.
Can you imagine?
They're like one of like top teams defensive in the league.
Yeah, top 10.
LeBron was being LeBron. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even activated playoff mode yet.
And now, I think it was when the trade rumors started happening.
Yeah, they seem like they
affected
him
a lot. And obviously when Lonzo got injured as well.
And LeBron's injury as well.
It was a big change. And then I guess like...
LeBron don't look like himself, you know?
No. He doesn't look like himself from last year either.
Which is mad because he'll still score 25, 27.
Yeah, like he's putting up numbers, but yeah, he just...
But then like even defensively, I know he doesn't do defense anymore. But even last year, you'd have maybe one or two signs of defense. Now he's not even trying.
He's missing every free throw.
But I felt like LeBron going to the Lakers wasn't a thing of him trying to get a championship. It was more of a business move.
Well, yeah, he's now the best A&R in the country.
Yeah.
This, let me tell you something about LeBron James. This man is the most unserious man in the world. This man's saying, yeah, we got to focus on this and we've got to do that. This man's doing 2 Chainz albums. This guy's doing Space Jam 7. He's doing the shop. He's doing the butchers. He's doing this. He's doing that. I've had enough.
Obviously, he's the best man in LA. Basketball, A&R.
Basically, yeah.
Movie producer.
LeBron. Actor. LeBron has accepted. Obviously, everyone wants to see him. If he's the greatest, he has to be better than MJ because of rings and whatever. But he knows now he's not going to get to 6.
Yeah.
And the whole more than an athlete is... Not to say that like it's coming from a bad place, but it's his best move into solidifying being the best player ever or even the best athlete ever. Because
he's already the best athlete ever.
He is.
Yeah, we've got to remember he's 34 years old.
I mean, like literally solidifying. I feel like he's only like still playing today to beat records and like stats. That's fine. It was fine with me.
You know what the worst thing is, yeah? None of this would be an issue if the Lakers were in like the playoff hunt, not even in the playoffs, if they were like solidly in the playoffs, where you'd be like, all right, cool.
Then no one would say anything.
Yeah. No one would be like, why are you here making albums with 2 Chainz? Why do you have 7,000 shows? Why are you going this summer to shoot Space Jam 2? Like, what's happening? We wouldn't say anything about it if the Lakers were playing well.
As it looks now, and we look at the fixtures, Lakers, they're not going to finish in the playoffs.
Nope.
For the future, does LeBron go? Does Magic go? Does the coach go?
Well, LeBron's there for 4 years.
Yeah. So I mean, before we even get to that, let's say they do get AD.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant playoffs. But okay,
No. Let's just say they get AD. Okay. What now?
What about?
How does that make you feel about Lakers? Are they now...
They're contenders.
Are they contenders now?
I don't... Probably. They'll make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Are they contending to win a title?
Depends on what everyone else is doing. Because if Golden State does disband, then it opens up everything.
Even if Golden State, Steph Curry still,
yeah, I don't think Lakers are. But that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like LeBron went to Lakers
to win a ring.
That doesn't make any sense.
If you put the pieces, because they were talking about trying to get Paul George and they're trying to get Kawhi. There was like an AD. There's pieces there.
If they get two players, like if they get an AD and then they sign
a lesser superstar,
then we're talking about something.
Right now,
I still feel like it wouldn't work though.
Obviously, nah, I would.
Right now,
you know why
I it say doesn't that look like
is
it.
Because I feel like, I say this quite a lot, but with Warriors, they weren't all a heavy all-star team at first. They grew mm-hmm. and became what they were, mm-hmm. and I feel like we're in an era where it's not really just about the all-star; it's about the team itself.
Yeah.
It's about the whole, like, look at Nuggets, amazing. Like, obviously, Jokic bangs. Like, he's amazing. But as a team, they're solid. They're together. And when we had Cavs last year bringing the old vets.
Yeah, it nearly fell a piece.
That was a big joke as well. And, like, with All-Stars, you have different characters. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of players that say, I would rather go against LeBron than play with him. Yeah, and I don't feel like Paul George is one of those people that would want to play with LeBron. I don't think that would make sense as much as it does with Westbrook. With AD as well, I can see like AD playing with LeBron only because it's like when LeBron goes to your show.
No, I think AD and LeBron works. I think that works.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like I feel like that would work.
Basketball wise, it all works.
But then I feel like they got LeBron, AD, and Paul George.
Paul George is out of it. It doesn't count.
Okay, take Paul George out of there. I would want to know who they put around them
to make it work.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need a lot of good role players. And Lonzo is a good role player.
Never
Lonzo,
lost.
I like Lonzo as well. Lonzo's got promise. But then, like, yeah, I'd keep Lonzo. I'd probably keep Kuzma as well. But then I still feel like we need other, like, solid role players. Reliable role players. Not
would you give Rondo an extension?
No.
Get him out of here.
Let him go.
All of McGee.
Get him out of here.
If we can get rid of him.
Yeah. Get him out of here.
Steph.
Who? Lance. He could go.
He could definitely go.
Lance 100%.
No, Lance actually plays well. That's the worst thing.
He does, but he can go.
I'd keep him.
If I can get something better, then he can go.
Yeah, obviously, if you can get something better.
But if obviously,
and it's not hard.
If it's,
I don't know about that.
Well, our players.
Who's out there? Who's really out there to just get?
That's what I'm saying. Like these three players, they're not the worst players to have if there's no one else to replace them with.
If Rondo's your backup point guard and they have a competent coach, then I'd keep Rondo. Fair enough. McGee. If you have AD as your center, McGee as your to backup. Come off the
bench, that's not a bad backup.
Sure, why not? It just all depends on who they're getting next year. Like if they're trading for AD, if they can get someone like Kawhi, if they can get Kyrie. If they can get whoever, then you know Lakers could be in it. But
I think for them to realistically challenge will be in LeBron's third year and whatever.
Third,
Jesus.
Well, I mean, well, you got to think about it, right? You both you said that they're overachieving at Christmas, and then now it's falling to bits. So
I'm just gonna say this, right?
So next year they need to rebuild.
Lakers again. With LeBron on the roster are never getting to the finals.
No one, when they saw LeBron go to the Lakers, was like, "All right, boom." Lakers in four against the Warriors. Like, no one ever thought that. They just thought, all right, cool.
I did.
This is the...
But I was drinking around.
Yeah, you're swimming.
See, these guys. these guys.
The dreamers.
You think, all right, cool. This first year, we're just going to figure it out. And then the next year, we're going to get a free agent. We're going to bah.
All right. To sum it up, can LeBron James make the playoffs? Can I finish the question, bro? Sorry. Can LeBron James make the playoffs this year?
No.
Absolutely not.
I think they could, but it'll be a waste of time because they'll finish eighth and get swept. So it's better if they don't make it.
Let him rest his groin, man. Get into shape.
Honestly, I feel like even I might be not good as well. If LeBron gets an off season and he doesn't do anything, I think he'll even decrease more in performance.
I don't think that will happen.
LeBron's a businessman now, you know.
Yeah, but you know
what he's doing in the summer? 3 more albums.
Yeah, I did it.
He's going on tour.
Anyway, what are you gonna do? Drake's verse or No Light?
The deluxe remix. Anyway, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And subscribe to all of the different things you like to listen to for talking points on 24 Swish. So, we're gonna talk about the second best player in the world. Who's also a rapper?
He's also rapped at points in his life.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna be A&R as well. Kevin Durant, if those who don't know his outside basketball history.
I don't. No, go on, sir.
He's been, for the whole season, there's been a lot of stuff around him being a free agent. Going to summer, obviously, the incident with him and Draymond kind of sparked it up. Warriors went on a bad run, but they recovered.
Yeah.
But now there's talk of he probably won't stay at Golden State because there's different things with the max contracts.
Yeah.
And there's talk of them disbanding, especially after the argument with Draymond Green.
Mm.
So where do you think he will end up? There's a few possibilities. The Lakers, the Knicks, Philly, Wizards, Warriors. He might stay at the Warriors.
My thing is, it depends on KD's mentality. It said in Bleach Report, but I don't know if that is accurate, but who knows, that KD feels like NBA isn't like enough for him to be happy or satisfy him, whatever he said.
Sounds like he's going to LA.
This guy wants LeBron to get everyone.
No, but honestly, yeah, if KD
isn't really competing like that. Obviously, everyone wants to get a ring and everyone wants to compete. Mm. But if KD feels like he's defined or he's solidified his legacy, it's very likely he could easily go Lakers, because Lakers is the place where it's not about competition. It's about have a great time. The weather's nice. Wow. Meet all the celebrities. Yeah, yeah. You could AR an album. Get out of here, let's just AR albums. That'll be great.
Get out of here, man. That guy's not going to the Lakers.
I don't want him to.
He's staying. I feel like he's staying.
If he does, it's very disappointing for me, even though like
I'm it'd be not interesting fan. To watch
it'd be yeah it'd be very interesting mm. But then where's the competitive edge? I don't, like I said, I think last on about the All-Star game, it's not competitive anymore, and that's what I love about NBA. You need competition. You don't, obviously you could be friends, but we need competition. Why would you, KD, known as the better player than LeBron, they say that they're always competing you two together, and you just go and join him?
Now you look like you've settled to be number two.
It obviously, the people that are against you, it gives them more fire. But then the people that are with you are kind of confused. Like, what happens now?
It will never happen.
I don't want it to happen. I hope it doesn't. I'm going to
say never.
It will not. I can guarantee it.
How old's KD?
But then also, KD going Knicks. I don't want that either for him, because that's another conversation of, okay, let's see you be the number one guy. Show us leadership again. Take a team like Knicks. Oh, compared to Lakers. Yeah, the history is there, but it's like, I would like to see him there, maybe to see if he can prove the things I don't like about him. But then,
what do you like about him?
I don't like his attitude towards the game. I don't like that.
Why?
Because him going to OKC, obviously I don't like him as a player. I understand.
No, tell that's us. A shot. Whoa, tell
I'm just,
us.
I'm just letting you know.
Whoa.
But like, I don't. Him going to Golden State just diffused the fire of me hating him, because obviously the whole insurance thing and it's a sure win, blah, blah, blah. But like, if you're. Like, I grew up with, like, obviously the one all star on the team, and you're taking them all the way there. Now he's joined all of them. And if you're going to be the best player, I want to see you take a team. I want to see you be the leader. I want to see you carry. And I don't want to see you responding.
Why do people really
want to
see that?
Social
I've
media.
Always wondered.
That's
that.
I don't know. Maybe because most NBA fans.
I would carry this team.
But I think it's because.
Yeah, but that's what NBA grew up on. That's not our fault.
It's a lie.
I think it's
a lie. But at the same time, there's been situations.
I don't think it's a lie. I think it's a benchmark. It's a lie.
There's never been one all-star to carry
a team.
Yeah,
but the best players or the favourite players of the NBA led their team. I didn't feel like KD obviously led Golden State Warriors. He's not...
Those
like,
2 years he did.
Those 2 years he was the difference between...
In the finals?
Cleveland.
Yeah, and
that's it.
I think when what you're saying about going to a team, obviously you're right, most teams have like two or three all-stars. But one all-star you know is definitely the better out of the bunch. Like, definitely.
Yeah, and surely the best player in the NBA, or if you're known for to be the best player, you're number one.
Yeah. So with Golden State,
it's been your team.
It's not his team. He's not necessarily. You might say all around he's the best player, but you can say
it's Steph's team.
It's Steph's team, and people will argue Steph is the better player.
Listen, man, you don't need your own team, man.
You don't.
No.
But you absolutely don't. You can get a ring however you want to get it.
If you
want to
say you're the best player on the planet, you need your own team.
No, you don't.
No, you don't even need
that. I
think
you do.
However, KD's someone who cares about that stuff, doesn't he?
I don't know what KD cares about.
Okay, we don't know what
he cares about. KD, one day he cares about one thing, the other day
on his other accounts, I'm seeing things he cares about.
I think if you're the best player, you can't do what KD did. If you want to say, I am the best player, I'm not going to go join the team I went 72-10, who I had on the ropes, then left.
KD's the best player in the league right now.
Yeah.
Because... But LeBron's having an off year.
Exactly, but people always hold it back to him. It'll never be like, KD's the best player, period. It'll be like, because of X, Y, and Z, because you got Steph, because LeBron is this, that, the other.
Yeah, but it's unfortunate for KD because he's in LeBron's era. Like,
it's like people in Michael Jordan.
And this is another thing as well. Like, with KD, for him to take it back, I don't feel like he can do that at Golden State, because there's just too many excuses at Golden State. I wouldn't want him to go Knicks, but if he went for Knicks, then I would assume he's going for Knicks to prove
he's the best,
that he can do it on his own or be a leader of an organization and take him up. Or he can go to Lakers, and then it's like,
your
it's not really a competitive thing. It's just let me play with my friend,
yeah,
and let's have a good time and let's make history.
I think if he didn't stay at Golden State, Philly wouldn't be a bad suit.
No, you can't go Philly.
But KD he'd still, but Philly, he'd still man. Be the best player on that.
Yeah, like, but especially far. Like another Golden State thing as well.
Not really.
It's not in terms of skill, but
it's still a good team.
Yeah, but the Sixers have a foundation now. They have what they need. Like it's, but he needs to go.
He needs to stay at the Warriors.
He needs to stay at the Warriors. But if he was to leave,
yeah, if he was to leave,
yeah.
But I'd say if he went,
I don't know where he should go.
It'd be similar to how when LeBron went to Miami.
No, it's not, because with Miami,
wait, say that again.
If he went to Philly, it'd be similar to how when LeBron went to Miami. Mm-mm.
It's not.
Why is it not?
Because Miami only had Wade.
But they
and Wade had no knees.
And Wade, you know what I mean, it's not the same.
But him, Wade, and Bosh, they came together. They're like, cool. We're gonna do this.
But, yeah, but KD's going to Sixers on his ones.
Yeah.
To join them. So they're not. It's not the same as
it'd
Miami.
It'd be KD.
I said similar. I didn't say it was the same.
Who do you let? What, so you have to let what Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler go?
Someone for KD.
Yeah, for KD. I guess for so. KD. It'd be what. KD, Embiid,
and Simmons.
I mean,
yeah, but KD would be known for joining Embiid. It's not like a but
anywhere
he's gonna lose.
Anywhere he goes, except for New York, it's gonna be you joined this, you joined
not
that.
Necessarily.
Yep.
Who can he join without it being oh you joined this?
Because if I'm KD, I'm not wasting because KD's in the prime. I'm not wasting my prime to go by myself. Go on.
If KD went Spurs,
okay.
That's not the same, is it?
It's still a waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
But that's not the same as like Sixers or Golden State.
Because the Spurs are eighth.
There are teams that are there, but it's just that in his career, it would make no sense for him to do that now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For stuff where it makes sense, if he went to Philly, or the only place he'd go where he wouldn't get that stick over you're joining this is New York.
I get Philly, to be fair. Because let's say Jimmy Butler's leaving. Tobias Harris is leaving. You're signing KD. You have Joel Embiid. You have Ben Simmons. That's a solid three. Like,
yeah,
it's not like.
Is it his team?
He's the best player.
Yeah, but is it his team? You know, because you know what I'm saying. It's not in terms of ability. Because I'm not trying.
Doesn't
I know.
It doesn't. But this is.
Yeah, but that it does.
No, it doesn't.
I know it doesn't. Yeah, but in conversation, it does.
Yeah, but like, okay, is this person's team? But and if he's clearly like, yeah, with the Warriors, for example, yeah, it's Steph's team. But then some people could make the argument that Steph is better than KD. You could have that argument. That's a fair enough argument to have. If he went to the Sixers, it would be Joel Embiid's team. Yeah.
But he's the best
but
player.
But he is by and far.
By far the best player.
I agree with you, but just what you said. Like, I agree with you. It shouldn't be
he's
that.
He's the one with all the
but
shenanigans, basically.
In terms of conversation, that's just how it goes.
I hate it. We got to stop.
We're
ending it right now.
we're ending whose team it is
whoever's
right now.
Team it is,
yeah?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, man. Because like, even like with Warriors, if you ask a Warriors fan, yeah.
It's Steph's team.
Who's, it's you know, but a proper Warriors fan will say it's Draymond's team.
What? No.
You're thinking it's mad, yeah, but what
management?
But you know what Draymond brings to Warriors. Not obviously not with like what media's talking about, but in terms of defense, in terms of leadership, in terms of motivating players on.
Yeah.
You give Draymond his juice. Draymond is
it's
a
not
player.
His team though.
It's not, but he does work in terms of like.
No one's joining the Warriors because of Draymond.
Facts.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's not his team, man.
Yeah, but. That's what I'm saying. Is there's other ways to look at it, yeah. And with KD going to Sixers, I'm not giving it his team because he's the best player.
All right, say Sixers.
Because it's the Sixers that got him.
All right.
That's great for Sixers. It's not great for him.
All right, let's look at this. Say Sixers got
even though it is, but it's
say
not.
Sixers got first round again. Say they do.
With KD.
No, without KD.
Yeah.
They say they got again first round again.
Yeah.
Then what happens if they sign KD?
Yeah, but. I'm just like the thing is I'm agreeing with you, but the way it looks, right? No matter how you want to pattern it,
but how it looks is that
KD
he's going to a team what can't get.
You're going to an
round.
Organization, yeah. But
well, wasn't it like that with LeBron going to Miami? Then?
Yeah,
you could say the same thing because that's way.
They get knocked out first round.
Yeah, they'll get knocked out in the first round all the time.
They won a ring, but
they had a ring.
Years
it was
before.
Yeah,
Wade County.
Yeah, but it's still Wade County, no.
That was 5 years before, though.
Yeah, but...
No, but when LeBron joined, it was still Wade County, no?
And it was still Wade's team.
But who was the best player?
LeBron.
Of course.
But I just said that. I said KD.
So but no one... Like, after that first year where everyone was making... LeBron joined, whatever. No one ever said anything after that, really.
It was the big three.
It was the big three. That was it. It could be the big three in Philly.
and Meeks.
I don't know why we've latched onto Philly. The big four.
Drew's an actor. All right, okay, fair enough. So yeah, it is similar. It is similar. When you put it that way, it is similar.
All right, so if I'm KD, mm-hmm, I'm joining the Clippers because the Clippers are a good organization. The Knicks,
They've had their struggles, yeah.
The Knicks are the Knicks.
Yeah.
Take that how you will, but the Knicks are the Knicks. So for me, and what's called the Clippers, they have Jerry West as one of their front office people. That's well good. Respected. He, yeah, used to, he was at
the logo.
He's the logo.
Yeah.
So I feel like anywhere KD goes, it can't just be a, I'm going here to take this lowly team to victory. Eighth. I have to go somewhere where it makes sense. And I feel like out of all the teams in the league, like look at the Clippers right now. They traded away their like two best players and they're still in the playoffs. They're still like 7th or 8th. So you take that and they have a pretty good team. You take that, they have two max slots.
Mm-hmm.
You say, listen, one of you, Kyrie, someone, anyone, come with me.
Uh-huh. Also, the competition is still there with LeBron.
Think about it. Same, that now's LA. Same city. Those four games.
Same house.
Sell out.
It would be amazing.
They'd be the best team in LA.
I'll give you that. Clippers, I didn't think about, but that would be amazing.
Because the Clippers, like everyone is saying the Clippers are going to sign Kawhi. If the Clippers can sign KD and Kawhi, KD and Kyrie, KD and whoever else.
Wow, they're gonna forget about Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan like that.
KD's already the best Clipper ever.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it just needs to make sense because him going somewhere by himself, that's already a terrible idea. Like, I'm not going anywhere by myself.
What about if you went like Timberwolves?
With Carl Anthony Towns.
I was gonna say Derrick Rose. But yeah.
I mean,
that's,
first of all, do you want to be in Minnesota?
No. I think that's the location as well.
Yeah, so location.
LA makes sense for location and ambition.
Yeah.
Philly, I'm not too sure.
That's why I don't know why LeBron didn't go to the Clippers.
Because it's Lakers.
It's Lakers. Like I'm sorry, but I'm dead set that LeBron is doing businessman right now. It's big businessman.
I will leave LeBron.
And that's it. Like forget LeBron, man. KD. I agree, Clippers would be a shout. Mm. If not Clippers, stay at Golden State. Please stay at Golden State. Because if you go to a Knicks or another team where you become number one, you don't... Like, the thing is, I don't know KD. We don't know KD. Mm. But he's got his rings now. Everyone knows he bangs as a player. Mm. Why am I going to listen to the people that say, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yeah. I don't care.
Because he has burner accounts. This man is obviously driven by people's egos.
But it's like...
Other people's egos.
Is he going to put that pressure on himself again? Because that's what's going to happen. If he goes to a team like Knicks or a team where there is no star and he has to be number one and lead them and they're not a team like Clippers where they're already a strong foundation, it's going to be so much work and it could affect your legacy. So you're better off staying with Warriors.
His legacy is already tainted. His rings have asterisks against them.
No.
And I'm not saying personally, but people look at him like,
people
well,
are hating for him.
Your ring's only because of Steph and Clay.
Yeah. Look at this guy, loves it.
Yeah.
Go on.
They have asterisks. His rings have asterisks.
They don't. Asterisks.
They're not asterisks.
After you put that shot in LeBron's eyes, your asterisk. Ring, nope.
It's still asterisks.
People, you know what people call KD? The insurance.
Yeah, it's the insurance.
He's not the car, he's the insurance.
It doesn't matter.
He's just in case you crash.
Hey, listen, you know, sometimes you crash.
Yeah, do you know who you crash into? LeBron?
Hey, and those 2 years that they played him.
Hey, you need the insurance.
Hey, you crash.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it has the asterisks on it.
I'm not giving him asterisks because...
But you don't have to.
The way he played...
Of course.
I can't give you that.
Of course, the game 3, he got 50. Everyone else got 10.
That's what I'm saying. I can't say that.
People don't to remember that.
No, because people are dumb. We know that. But if you watch those games... Even Abs, you hate KD.
Both years he won.
There's no way that he could watch those two finals and not be like, KD doesn't deserve that.
Oh no, both game threes in both years, he's not there. Cavs win it. The Cavs win the series.
There we go.
Yeah.
Last year was a myth because it was literally LeBron by himself.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was LeBron against KD, and it was really tight until the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Steph, oh, I can shoot.
No, I'm sorry, but oh man,
last year
Cleveland last year.
Last year was a mess.
I felt so sorry for
so did I.
Yeah. All right, so let's round that up. So we kind of decided that if KD does, I think we all agree that he should stay at Golden State.
Yes.
But if he does leave, a Clippers or a Philly.
Go Clippers, man.
Yeah. Clippers.
Don't go Philly. Go Clippers, man.
Clippers or Philly. I'm still leaning towards Philly.
Nah, man.
I can see it. If you want
to see it, but that's deep.
But one of but a team like that where it's kind of halfway there and they need the extra.
Yeah.
Or another insurance.
No. Yeah, to get past the first round.
If you need insurance to get past the first round, you're the whole car.
Yeah, you're the whole car.
You're the car.
You're the passengers, the driver, and the car.
Yeah. You're the roads.
So yeah, alright, cool. Alright. So as we
roll. Oh, KD, come Miami. And then I'll love you forever.
Yeah, come Miami. Dwayne Wade's
leaving. KD, please.
We need a new car. We need a new car in South Beach. Yeah, come to Miami.
Come Miami so I can be. I can't wait to talk. I'll be like, with my big Miami chest.
You come to Miami, we'll forget about LeBron James.
I will buy three KD jerseys and wear them all at the same time. Please.
We're going to get the red, the white, and the Miami Vice version.
Oh, my God.
Quickly, yeah. Just come to Miami.
Palm trees.
We'll even forget.
The team just changed.
You
signed Miami?
Whatever, how many years you signed for? We'll forget about LeBron James. We'll never mention his name.
I don't know who that man is.
I just know Wade.
I just know Dwayne Wade.
And Ray Allen
for the free. I don't know anything else, but yeah. As we move on, and we kind of touched on it a little bit, as the NBA in the last few years have been big on dynasties of teams getting to the final, you have the LeBron James as a dynasty as himself.
I love that word, yeah.
The Warriors is a dynasty.
Absolutely. Miami.
Greg Popovich is a dynasty.
Yep.
Spurs is a big dynasty.
Spurs is a massive dynasty.
LA.
That's dynasty. 80s,
90s, Boston, and those. Boston Celtics.
I mean, these are dynasties.
Yeah, we're talking dynasties, man.
Next dynasty. Who are we thinking is the next dynasty? It's obviously we're predicting, so it can be wrong. But where do you see it?
I would like to say Sixers, but I feel like their core players are always, I feel like they're still willing to get rid of certain players to get better players, so I don't know if it's a dynasty yet. I would like to think Milwaukee might be on their way.
I don't know about dynasty.
It depends how this season goes, but like with Giannis, Middleton, that's it.
I see Giannis there for years, but I don't,
that man doesn't want to.
They got Dela Dova, right?
Don't ever tell me about Dela. They have Dela.
What?
Hey, listen, that man got a ring.
What?
Yeah, he's got champions.
What?
Yeah, right,
when Curry was up.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
but I don't know about dynasty.
You're right.
It's potentially, because currently East is open, right?
Of course, 100%.
Giannis can
be the man of the East.
Give it to any team in the East right now. They need a new king.
You can give it to any team, period. Not even just East.
No, honestly.
Yeah. So, Milwaukee's a possible one, depending on how it goes this season. I would like to say Sixers, but... I don't know.
I feel Sixers. I can see Sixers.
Sixers, if
they're most likely compared to every other team, because you can't say Nuggets.
No,
it's you too can't early. Say Houston. Obviously,
no.
How's James Harden?
He's 29.
Is he? Yeah, he is 29.
He's about time 30 this summer.
And how old's Chris Paul?
33.
Yeah, no dynasty. Nah.
Yeah, no,
that's too old.
We say for a dynasty, you have to get rings, right? It's back to back rings. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta win.
You gotta be dominant.
You gotta win 3 and 5.
And you have minimum. To be like top seed.
Three and five rings minimum.
You have to be top seed as well in the season.
No.
Nah, at least twice.
Surely.
At least twice.
No.
Of course.
You could be six seed, but if you win every year 3 and 5, it doesn't matter.
In the history of NBA,
it doesn't matter.
All the dynasties are
it's likely you're gonna be
top tier.
Top two, top three.
That's like a 12-12-12 triple double.
Yeah. It's likely.
It's not count. You don't want that.
No, okay. Would you rather be number one seed 4 years in a row or win 3 rings in 5 years?
3 ring.
There
three
we go. But obviously,
it's still like a top
It's most
seed.
Likely
your Yeah,
top
it's most seed. Like your top seed. Yeah, so we'll give you that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of who in the West.
I was going to say something, but I forgot.
And this is obviously, if in the West, it'd have to be in the next 5 years if Golden State.
I would love for OKC to be a dynasty.
No. I don't know.
I don't see it happening because they're in the West, unfortunately.
Unless they won this year.
If they won this year, I can't see
that. But I feel like even if they won this year, it's not going to stay.
If they won this year, Golden State disband, then you can see. I could see it if that was the case. But it takes a lot of variables for it to happen.
I still feel like even when Golden State break up, Golden State is still going to be Golden State.
I want to see what Atlanta do.
As a dynasty.
No, they're young in it, but I mean.
Yeah, but you know Atlanta, man. You're going to get rid of players.
No, Trae Young is a baller.
Absolutely, yeah. But.
John Collins, baller. I feel like they.
But Atlanta.
They're young. Obviously, they're terrible now, but I feel like they're in a. Because I don't care what anyone says. Trae Young is a baller.
Yeah.
Like, he is a baller.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
They got two picks in the lottery this year.
Oh really?
Yeah, if they can get a top 5 pick and then another top 10 pick.
And then KD.
And then
I mean, what if KD went to Atlanta?
Hey man,
Trae Young, KD pick a roll.
You know he's from Atlanta, 2 Chainz.
Oh, hey, see?
Hey, y'all, that second album.
Yes, we see it.
We can see it, the vision.
Yeah.
But I feel like they, obviously they're all very, very young now, yeah. But the way they look, it looks, and they're in the East as well. Oh, remember that year Atlanta won 60 games?
Yeah, Atlanta weird. Like, how did they go from winning 60 games to back to?
They just traded everyone. So get out
no,
of here.
No, they got rid of everyone. And
get
I,
out of here.
Yeah,
I
don't, mad.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they did it again. Well, minus Trae Young probably, but I don't know. I'm not sure about as an organization.
Because I've watched a couple of their games and they're young. Team, they're pretty, like, no, they're bad. But they're pretty good.
They're bad, but they're not like Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
bad.
You can see improvement.
Everyone thought that the Atlanta would be worse than they are now, but like they're in games with people. It makes zero sense.
There's not a lot of blowouts.
Nope.
You know who's looking good as well? That no one talks about? Brooklyn.
Brooklyn looking very good. Very good. Very good. Dark horse.
Brooklyn? Yo, Jay-Z left them.
Yeah.
Everyone left them. Everyone was like, this is a joke.
Shout out to D'Angelo Russell.
They sent him like he was a prisoner because he snitched.
And then, was it Carroll they got from Atlanta?
Damari Carroll,
yeah.
Carroll is a baller.
He is a baller.
So with Jarrett Allen,
yeah.
The blocking guy,
yeah.
There's something there.
They definitely have a team.
Something.
Because obviously you got D'Angelo.
Yep. Yeah.
Caris LeVert. Yeah. I loved him before he got injured and he's come back, you know. He's working his way back.
Yep.
You got Allen.
Yep. Carroll.
They're seventh and they're not far from.
Listen, for someone we thought that was a big deal
for Brooklyn to be in top 8.
Oh, definitely.
Do they have cap space?
I don't think so. Not yet.
If I'm KD.
KD going Brooklyn makes a lot
of sense. It makes more sense than New York.
It makes a lot of sense.
If you, let's say KD and.
More than Knicks.
Kawhi, because I like D'Angelo Russell as a point guard.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want like Kyrie or someone to go.
Yeah.
No.
If you can get, this is a callback to another section, but if KD and Kawhi or KD and someone else could go to Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking it.
You know, you also get if KD goes to Brooklyn.
Hove.
He gets the AR, the next Hove album.
Mm.
He's right there.
He's already beat LeBron.
Yeah.
That's a bet. Listen, I love 2 Chainz.
That's worth 2 rings.
Yeah, and they got the Coogee pattern.
Oh,
yeah.
That's worth 2 rings.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, where it's located as well.
I feel like Brooklyn would be a great dynasty because no one expected anything from them, and Russell's definitely made it his own. And all they need is one All Star.
The arena's in the middle of Brooklyn as well. It's just there.
Yeah,
you come out the station, it's just there. You're like, oh,
yeah,
this is awkward.
Barclays,
yeah,
Barclays.
Yeah, Brooklyn have the potential to take the city away from New York Knicks.
It'll take a few years.
Well, I mean. All it takes is one All Star like KD, and then that's
there's something about about MSG.
Yeah, but if they got KD, they're definitely going finals.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, like you said, they have D'Angelo Russell already.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't need a Kyrie.
No.
Knicks need a Kyrie.
If you can get like a KD and a Chris Middleton,
but honestly, Middleton would be a shout. Clay would be a shout too. Yeah. But even
if you get KD and Clay,
new splash brother.
That's it, it's finished.
That's crazy.
It's actually finished. Brooklyn and 2.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll buy a Clay Thompson Brooklyn shirt this night.
It would be nice.
Today.
Brooklyn should work on that, to be honest.
Oh, if they have the space. If they have the space.
That would absolutely be a dynasty in the East.
Yeah.
Easily.
100%.
Yeah, they could run up the
number. Because they're doing really well right now.
Yeah.
And they give teams a run for their money.
Mm. To summarize this, I feel like for the next potential dynasty, it would make sense for it to be in the East only because it's a free...
It's free reign. LeBron's free reign. It's time for someone to step up.
Whereas the West, I feel like whatever happens with Golden State, if one player leaves, if two player leaves, it's still a problem regardless.
Mm.
So to summarize, so next dynasty, we're looking at more of the East.
We hope so.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Nets could be, depends on what happens in the summer.
Yeah.
Nets and Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta, they're coming.
Sixers is probably most likely.
Sixers is very likely, depending on what they do.
Thank you for listening to and watching Talking Points on 24 Swish. Please remember to comment, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Any of your streaming services, subscribe to that too. Please leave your comments about LeBron James and the LA Lakers, KD and where he ends up in for next season. And who do you think will be the next dynasty? Until then, we're out.